There is nothing he cannot take away. There is nothing he can drown. When he comes, even the sea will disappear. He will drown it.
I gave my life to Jesus like you. I cut new covenant with him like you. In the day in which I did it, the church destroyed me because they knew I was a popular musician, a notorious sinner. So they asked me to come and sing a special number. They tried to turn me into a gospel musician that day. That was the beginning of the seed that wrecked my life later. A few years after, although I was known as a minister of the gospel, my marriage was packing up. My life was wrecking. Because the church has a way of enthroning novices. It is not possible for you to be anything as long as you are a novice. In fact, if you go into a local assembly as I want that you would, because without a local assembly you can't grow. When you go in case they make you an elder tomorrow, don't think it is because you have matured in the things of God. What the house is just doing is giving you responsibilities to help the running of the house. Don't let them kill you before your time. That's how they killed you, their fathers, the prophets. Wait and desire the sincere milk of the gospel when he has fed you. after a while, you'll be able to handle meat and bone. And you'll also be able to mix it with bitter herbs. And then you'll become proficient, able to accurately divide the word of righteousness. Don't be puffed up. When riches increase, don't put your heart to them. I am advising you as one who has been there. The church is a killer. They will honor you. They will tell you you are who you are not. But you know your true identity. Wait upon your master. Let him lift you. When he elevates you, he will give you a voice. So I've asked the counselors to talk with you. They will take your addresses because you need a place to be grounded in. But as you are there, remember, I'm a child and I've got to grow and keep on growing until you arrive there. No man, no pastor, no apostle can tell you when the time comes. Peter wanted to. He said, tell me what Apostle John will do. Jesus said to him, what's your business if I will that he stays till I arrive? You just follow me. Jesus himself will speak to you. The God you met tonight is not a hoax. Some of you are sick, I see it. Jesus heals you. Receive your healing.
Amen.
It's a miracle. I know what a miracle is. I know what a miracle is. When men want to deliver you from drugs, they administer drugs back to you in little doses. When Jesus wants to deliver you, he takes it away. I've never needed it. I've explained to you so you'll understand what has happened. You need a place to grow in. This church has thrown its hands open to me and to my people and to my Jesus. So I feel it's a good place. Father, I thank you for every son and daughter that is represented here. They are generous. Truly, they love you. They don't fear anybody. They have defied death. Today, they have broken the bands of the devil. Just like you did that day in hell, they have done it. When they moved out, no devil could stop them. And from now on, no devil can hinder them. These ones can never be hindered. These ones can never be resisted. These ones can never be prevented. You will hinder all who hinder them. You will bless all who aid them. In Jesus' name. Every man that has raped you, every woman that has cheated you, everything that the devil has stolen from you, the Lord restore to you tonight. A hundredfold and grant you eternal life in the life to come. Don't feel ashamed. Jesus is glorifying you and honoring you. Hallelujah.